concerned that we're flying blind. And I don't see that changing over the next couple of hours. You know, I don't think that we can right here do a thorough job and get this thing right. I'm concerned when I look at the survey indices and the changes in distribution. Last year, we were running around with some of us, not all of us, with a hair on fire because there was a reported mismatch in the CPUE. And suddenly that's not there. And it's like, oh, let's ignore it. And we look at the wreck catches not being there. And it's like, oh, we can ignore that too. I'm really getting concerned that we're heading off into a corner somewhere, unbounded. We have a process. After their deliberation, they came forward and they said, okay, well, we can live with this mismatch and the reference points and the models. And I think we should move forward with that. And to address Steve's point, say, we don't like the mismatch in the models, so that we expect more of this stuff. We expect you to come back with reference points that match the models. And I think if we do that, we're sticking closer to the process and going with people who spend a lot more time reviewing the material. And we just got this material, what, last Wednesday or last Thursday? I think we're treading in the wrong, too heavy. I think we should go back to the process.
Can I ask you for a specific recommendation on where we go next?
I think we had, I can't remember what the numbers the PDT had. Was it the 1249? I would be comfortable with that. We could do the same thing that we did with George's bank card. We go 1249 and 1314. 1249 is a placeholder in 2015, but hey, you know, we'd like to see something, you know, as new information comes in.